glory, glory, hallelujah. His throne is marching on. Oh, when they say, go marching in. When they say, go marching in. In. When the saints go marching in, oh Lord, I want to be among the number. When the saints go marching in, oh, when they crown him Lord of Lord, when they crown him Lord of Lord, dear Lord, oh Lord, I want to be among the number when we crown him Lord of Lord. When they say, marching in, when the saints go marching in, oh Lord, I want to be among the number when the saints go marching in. Amen. Is that your prayer? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You thank the Lord for the truth. He's still marching on. Glory to God. Amen. Turn to your brother, turn to your sister. Come to the second service. Amen. Are you blessed in the morning? Amen. Turn to our Bible, Psalms 23. Psalms 23. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Let us bow our heads and pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the morning message, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for our pastor, Lord. May you be in him, blessing, Lord God, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for this privilege, Father, to come back to your house, Lord, this evening, Lord. Father, we thank you for your grace. We commit this service to your hands, Father. Anoint the believers, Lord. Anoint the preacher. Anoint the songs that are going to sing, Father. May your praise and glory come back to you, Father. Father, we pray, Father, for those who are not here. Be with them wherever they are on the hookup, Lord. Father, those on our way here, give them traveling masses, Lord. We commit everything to your hands, Father. We'll be careful to give you all glory and honor. For in Jesus' name we pray and believe. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Oh. Let your living waters flow over my soul. Let your Holy Spirit, come and take control. Every that troubles my mind, then burdens unto you I bring. Oh, let your living water flow over my soul. Let your Holy Spirit come and take control. Is that your prayer this year? Every situation troubles my mind. All my cares and burdens unto you. We call him Father, Father, Father. Is Jesus, oh Jesus, 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 Spirit, oh yeah, Spirit, Spirit. As we prepare for the evening tithes and offerings, oh, send down the rain, Lord. Send down the rain, Lord. Send down the latter rain. Oh, yeah. Send down the rain, Lord. Send down. Send down the latter rain. Play softly. Stand us. Who can stand against the Lord? Hallelujah. Amen. As we prepare for the special, oh, there is a Redeemer. Jesus goes on sound.
The pool inside. sun and cry. You must have a token to take that heavenly flight.
Strong.
Amen. Do you appreciate that special? Amen. God bless you, sisters. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. Want to thank you as you grace and mercy. Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Oh, yeah. Your grace and for the world. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. I love you, Jesus.
Spirit, oh, Together again, just praising the Lord. Amen. Can we sing that song? Amen. Before we go to the word, we are together again, just praising the Lord. Brother and sister, we are together again in one accord. Something good is about to happen. Something good is on its way. Oh, just praising the Lord. We are children of the Father. We are joined with the Son. We are people of His kingdom. We are family. We are one. We are children of the Father. We are joined with the Son. Glory to God. We are people of His kingdom. We are family. We are one. Oh yes, yes, we are children of the Father. We are joined with the Son. We are people of His kingdom. We are family. We are one. Let's just worship Him a little bit. Thank you. give you praise. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your presence, oh God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory be to God in the highest. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord God Almighty. Blessed, blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. Well, praise the Lord. Welcome to the evening service. Amen. We are together again, just praising the Lord, because we are children of the Father. Amen. We are a family. We are one. Amen. Appreciate Brother George. Song service. God bless Brother George. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Amen. You may be seated for a while. Amen. We are going to have a message that we are just going to play from the prophet. Amen. But I do want to thank you for coming over again this afternoon. Amen. To do your one third. Amen. And Brother Kimathi Peterson. God bless you. Thank you for being with us. Praise the Lord. Amen. I believe we shall have some good time tomorrow together. With Brother Peterson. Amen. We thank you so much for your stand. Amen. I remember when we first met, he came over in Gong. Amen. To find out what was going on. That was 2019. And he told me, before you say anything, Brother Ben, I want to tell you about myself. Amen. And then I will ask you. But I want first to tell you who I am and what I am. Amen. I said, okay. Amen. Then he said, I don't change.
Mimi sibadiliki.
That is him. He said, I don't change.
Mimi huwa sibadiliki.
Amen. What I want to know, I want to know the truth.
Nataka kujua ukweli.
And if you tell me that,
ukiniambia hiyo,
that is it. That's all I want
hiyo
to know.
Nataka tu kujua.
I said, this is a friend.
Nikasema huyu ni rafiki.
This is a person I want by my side.
Huyu ndio mtu ambaye nataka upande wangu.
Amen.
Amina.
So here he is.
Kwa hivyo ndio huyu hapa.
Amen. True to his word.
Ukweli kwa neno lake.
He has never changed. So God bless you, Brother Peterson. Amen. And he has had a lot of challenges because of his stand, identifying with us. Amen. He has lost almost all the friends. Praise the Lord. He has no friends but us here. Amen. It has not been easy for him. Amen. I think I can speak this freely, Brother Peterson. Okay. Praise the Lord. Amen. Even his father denounced him
akamkana
and left. You see, so everybody left. And he's alone with his wife. Amen. Amen. And praise the Lord. And we all know that in Meru,
kule Meru,
he was the first one to step out. After they had meetings years ago, but everything went down.
Kitu karudi
chini. So he's the only one who stood up.
Kwa video peke aliyesimama,
and then there was a convention there.
Tukaona mkutano kule.
In 2019, and that was when a lot of things
afu ndio mambo mengi sana
was going on. So it's because he identified with us, everything turned against him. They tried to persuade him. They did. They didn't try. They persuaded. They tried. They talked to him. But he stood his ground. Amen.
Amen.
So he has lost friends. He didn't have to do it. It would have been easy to compromise. But he stayed true to his word. So we appreciate you so much. Amen. So he shared with me some time back last year about the challenges that he's going through. So they had like a fundraising, something like that. And he was reaching out to the believers to see if we can help him out to secure a place. Because what was supposed to be his, they removed it from him. So it's a very tough, he's in a very difficult position. And I would like to just reach out to you on his behalf.
Nipenda kuwafikieni kwa niaba yake.
For those who are able, I know everybody is not here.
Najua kila mtu hayuko hapa.
Maybe we shall do this individually as well.
Tutafanya hivi pia kibinafsi pia.
To try to reach out to help him.
Tujaribu tuweze kumsaidia.
We shall get a clear picture and present it to you.
Tutapata picha iliyo wazi na tupeane kwenu.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
So for somebody who has stood like that,
kwa hivyo mtu ambaye kama amesimama kama
huyo, it is important.
Ni muhimu sana
that we reach out as well, to help him out. So, Brother Peterson,
Duku Peterson,
we are your brothers.
Sisi ni dugu zako.
And we are your sisters.
Sisi ni dada zako.
Praise God. We shall stand together
tutasimama pamoja
in good times,
wakati mzuri,
and in bad times.
Na wakati mubaya.
Amen. So, the Lord bless you.
Kwa hivyo Mungu akubariki.
Appreciate the morning service.
Nashukuru ibada ya asubuhi.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless the sisters of the Becky and
Mungu
the group, the Nyamburas.
Dada Becky na kina dada Nyambura.
I feel the pull.
Na hisi ile mvuto.
Thank you for blessing us.
Asante kwa kutubariki.
With that song.
Kwa huo wimbo.
Amen.
Amen.
I got a brother Pastor Wilson call.
Nilipata ndugu Wilson amepiga simu.
After the service.
Baada ibada.
I don't think they're in service today. They had only one service, but they were following
walikuwa kwenye ibada tu leo asubuhi
the service here. And he was telling me,
akaniambia,
he said there are things you spoke there,
sababu kuna mambo ulionena pale,
which has helped us so much as a church,
ambayo imetusaidia sana kama kanisa.
You see,
unaona.
And then he also said,
pia akasema,
for him he gave his new year message last week.
Yeye alitoa ujumbe wake mwaka mpya juma lililopita.
We had not spoken,
hatujaongea bado,
since the convention,
tangia mikutano.
So he told me, he says it was the same scriptures I read, and his title was Till We All Come. Praise the Lord. So he says they were blown. Till we all come. So you can see the working of the Spirit. Amen. How he leads and how he guides. So I believe this morning was again a service that was ordered of the Lord. Amen. So it's important we take God's word seriously. Amen. I know you do. So we are going to listen to a message. As I was with Moses,
kama nilivyokuwa na Musa,
so will I be with thee.
Ndivyo nitakavyokuwa na wewe.
Amen. I was preaching 1960.
Ilihubiriwa mwaka 60.
But I feel it's important.
Lakini nahisi kwamba ni muhimu.
Especially at this time.
Hasa wakati huu.
As we approach this, as we start the new year.
Tunapoanza huu mwaka mpya.
And if I was to preach,
kama ningehubiri,
this would have been my title. This would be my title. As I was with Malachi 4, so shall I be with you. Spiritual Joshua's in 2023. Amen.
Amen.
So, praise the Lord. So in this message, Brother Branham speaks about spiritual
Joshua
with a commission. And as you listen to it, you put yourself in there. He identifies us as spiritual Joshua with a commission. Amen. So as we approach this year and as you listen to this message, take it personally. As I was with Malachi 4, so shall I be with you. Spiritual Joshua, with a commission. Amen. That has to be fulfilled. And he said, God is so faithful to his commission. When he says something, he stays with it. And he also put a lot of emphasis on the word of God. On us staying with the word. Amen. So I picked an excerpt from paragraph 14, and then it runs to where now he closes praying for the sick. So it's like 1 hour, it's about 1 hour, 24 minutes, something like that. Stay awake and pay close attention. It will be a blessing to you. And remember what the Spirit was saying this morning. Amen. To take heed to the words. So God bless you as we go to the message. Amen. And then later on, we shall come for the Lord's table. Amen.
And will be sent to many parts of the world. I'd want the peoples of the world to whom the Lord has given me favor, and I have found grace in your sight. I'm saying this morning because that in the future, hoping to come into your congregations and meetings, that you might know ahead of time what the Lord God has done, that you might know truth. And as Jesus said, the truth shall make you free. Reading from Joshua 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I have given to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, unto the great sea, towards the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper wheresoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy ways prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. In the fifth verse, and about the middle of the verse, it is written, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. That is what, if I should call it a text, I would like to wait on a few moments and call your attention to that. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. Now, last evening we were journeying with the children of Israel all the way from Egypt till we got them into Kadesh. Oh, what a great lesson. What a great thing. As we type the natural church to the spiritual church. God dealing with Israel in the natural, with the church in these days as He's calling out of the Gentiles a people for His name. He's dealing with them in the spiritual as He dealt with them in the natural. Just parallel, one to the other. All that God did with them and all that God did for them and all they did in response falls to us as an example. And we see so far the Word has been carried out exactly the same. How that in the natural, when they got their victory or two, they settled down to rejoicing and shouting and dancing and praising God, just the way the church did, and now has waited 40 years for the opening of something else. And as we think of Moses, this great servant of the Lord, how that at his birth, the place of his birth, God chose him for his work at his birth. And his life was very much difficult to be lived because he's a man and he wants to live it one way and the Spirit of God leads him another way. What foolish decisions seemingly that he would make when with a foot on the throne to be heir of the world. And then take the other side to become an outcast or a wanderer. Seemingly, mentally, it would be a foolish thing. But we find a great lesson in here that man who follows the Spirit is foolish to the world. Because they're of another kingdom, led in another way, led by the Spirit. God, let that be me. And all of you, that we will follow the leading of the Spirit regardless, watching God's promise, waiting for it to be fulfilled. That's just what Moses done. Pharaoh read the same scriptures that Moses did, only Pharaoh looked at it in another way. Moses looked at the same people Pharaoh did. Pharaoh saw them as slaves and as mud daubers. Moses seen them as a called and chosen. That's the way I want to see the church of the living God. Not a bunch of fanatics or outcasts, but as a chosen of God, that I might be able to give my life as Moses did for this great church and for the cause. Now, we find Moses being called, and after being commissioned, he failed his commission by trying to do it in the way that he thought was best. Therefore, it teaches us again that we can't take what we think is best. or what man thinks is best. We've got to take the way that God has said is best. Amen. Therefore, to follow the word of the Lord is always the best. Take the way God said. And in his failure, we find out that he fled from the face of Pharaoh into the wilderness where he married Jethro's daughter, Zipporah. And there, after marrying her, she bore him a son, Gershom. Then he settled down quietly and peacefully as in sheep business. But one day, God heard the cry of his people. God remembered that he had a covenant with those people. Not only that, but he also remembered he had a servant who he had called and had chosen. And he had a covenant with that servant. And God will never change his covenant or change his desires or change anything.
Amen.
God will always keep his promises. Although Moses had failed him and had done that which was wrong, yet God kept his covenant. When God calls a man to do something, he must do it. Just got to do it. Someone asked me some time ago, shall we seek our gifts now for our ministries? Some Methodist brethren who had just received the Holy Ghost, I said, no. Don't do that. When you do, then God can't use you. I said, the only thing to do is just go ahead being a Christian. If God's called you, he'll place you just exactly where you belong. Usually those who seek and try to get things, if God would give them something, it would more or less be a stuffed shirt. Usually the man that God calls is the man trying to run from him, if anything. Moses and Paul and different ones trying to get away from the call. But we find here that God, in spite of all the failure that Moses had done, he still had his hand on him, and he called him to go do his service, calling him to his commission. And what a consolation that must have been to Joshua when he heard God say, as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. Although if I'm trying and I fail, God won't leave me. I don't have much confidence in anybody's too afraid to do anything. I'd rather be found a failure than too lazy to try. One time it was said that the Ballard Flower Company hired a man and he was going to sign his name. And the man had no eraser on the end of his pencil. And Mr. Ballard said to him, why haven't you got a razor? He said, I don't make mistakes. He said, then I can't use you. Because if you make mistakes, you don't make mistakes, you won't do nothing. That's true. God don't hold you responsible for your mistakes. He holds you responsible for your willful sin. He that sins willfully after he has received the knowledge of the truth. But a man that's going to do something, he's going to blunder, he's going to fall, he's going to make mistakes. But if he's really divinely called in God in his heart, he'll rise again.
Amen.
Used to be coming to the church here years ago, and they may be here this morning, a little man and his wife. They used to sing a song that thrilled me. Go something like this. Forgive me, Lord, and try me one more time. I'll be yours if you'll be mine. If I fall or if I fail, let me rise and try again. Forgive me, Lord, and try me one more time. I like that.
Amen.
For any good soldier is apt to get wounded or hurt. But if he's still a soldier and got a purpose and something to fight for, he'll rise and try again.
Yes,
And any good soldier of the cross will do the same thing. And to Joshua, the new commander of the army after Moses had passed on, seeing that God stayed with him in his mistakes, he held his commission up. No matter what Moses had done, it was Moses' office that God respected. He was a prophet. He was above all the prophets. He was really more than any prophet that had. When his own sister laughed at him for marrying an Ethiopian girl, he called them together and he said, "Don't you fear God?" Said, "If there be one among you who is spiritually a prophet, I will speak to him in visions and make myself known to him in dreams. But it's not so with Moses. I'll speak lip to ear with him. Don't you fear God?" See, that's not a good thing to tramp upon God's people. You hurt him when you do so. God had commissioned Moses. His failures meant nothing. God knew his heart. And he, one time Moses complained about having too much to do. And so God took his spirit and divided amongst 70. They had no more spirit than they had at the beginning. But only anything, they just had more machinery. Same amount of spirit. God can put his entire spirit upon a man if he wants to, or he can scatter it amongst thousands if he wants to. One day he put his whole spirit up on a man called Jesus. Now he's scattered it through his churches everywhere. God keeps his commission. Now Joshua, the new warrior, only two left now that ever left the promised land. That was Joshua and Caleb. Now Joshua, the new commander, to lead an army, to step into the place where a great man like Moses stood. It was no little task. Now think of a minister today that's called of God to step into the tracks where Jesus stood.
Amen.
What a command. What a commission. But each is called of God is commissioned to stand in that same place. "I'll be with you even in you to the end of the way." Each minister is called to stand where he did. "The works that I do shall you do also." Each minister is ordained of God, is commanded to stand in the tracks of Jesus Christ and perform the duties that Jesus performed. That's quite a command. And how it must have felt when Joshua, standing out that morning talking to God, he said, "I will not fail thee. And as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. No man shall stand before you all the days of your life. I will destroy and devour. I'll make the way clear. Only be strong and very courageous. Be not dismayed, that's wearied. Don't be afraid, I'm with you. I'll see you through." What a commission to be given to this new man called Joshua. Now there's a great lot of types here that we could go into. But we'll bypass some of them. For instance, like Moses was the church age, that brought him to Sinai to the theology of last night. Moses was not permitted to take the children of Israel over into the promised land because he had failed, and the church organizations, denominations, has failed. They'll not take the church over. God will raise up a new system, an interdenominational system, by the power of God that will take the church into the promised land. Organizations and denominations has messed it up. Each one after their own theology. Each one after their own way of thinking. But God will take His Holy Spirit and will raise His Joshua's that will take the church to the promise. With no denominational strings tied anywhere, but will take over His church. Moses had failed. He was a lawgiver. Joshua was called of grace, and he took the church on. We find also that Joshua, knowing this commission, knowing that it laid in his hands. God had called him. Where duty that he must not fail. He walked softly before God. And when he called the people together and told them that God had commissioned him, what's the request of the people? They said, we'll follow you as we did Moses. If we can see the same thing that followed Moses, follow you. Only be strong and courageous. That ought to be the requirement of every born-again person today.
Amen.
If we're requested to follow, then let's see the signs follow the believer. As Jesus said, the things that I do shall you do also. Now, I've asked you before to be sure to let your spiritual heart be open this morning. Paul, I'm trusting that you'll catch what I'm saying. Sitting with denominational people, all kinds of organizations gathered here this morning from Catholic and Protestant and many different types. So it will be revealed to the Spirit-filled, of course. Now, Joshua had to take this command. The people said, let God be with you as he was Moses. And we'll know that the same Spirit that led us this far can take us on.
Amen.
Oh, how the church ought to look this morning to find the Spirit working amongst people.
Amen.
If you want a church home, where the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit that will move amongst the people. That's the Spirit that God's raising up in the last days to take the people over into the other land, into the full promise of all the blessings of God, and to the full commission that he gave all the promise. The promise is unto you and to your children. As Israel sought for that promised land, knowing that it was somewhere because there had been somebody there before, so is the church. We know that there's a land somewhere.
Amen.
There is a power somewhere.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Because there's been others over there.
Amen.
We know that land lays beyond the river where we're headed towards this morning, trying to go into that promised land. Joshua knew that that land was there. He went first and found out that he could come back as a witness. God called ministers ought not to be so stuffed out with theology, but as visit the land to where we're going, bringing back evidence of the divine love and power of Jesus Christ to make known to their congregations that there is a land beyond the river.
Hallelujah.
Now, last night preaching going up the Jordan. Now when we get to that river, it divides us. It separates us. Once on the other side, something's happened to you. Now, Joshua in all this, knowing that the command was great, but having the assurance he could be fearless. He could be a we'd call it reckless. As long as he was pointed the right way, he might brace up against the hill that would knock him backwards. But he was headed the right way.
Glory.
So can the church of the living God.
Amen.
Be reckless and fearless in faith. If we're pointed the right way. For he said, his eyes with Moses, I'll be with you, I'll not fail you nor forsake you. He never forsaken Moses. He never failed Moses. He will not fail Joshua. He will not fail us.
Amen.
It's
wonderful.
He'll be with us. And as we find Joshua to take this commission, knowing the responsibilities, what's leading them through lands now, that he'd have to go over into the other land. He'd have to set up their kingdom. He'd have to divide the inheritances among them. You know, the commission was tremendous, far more than what Moses had done. Joshua had more to do than Moses had to do. Another thing, he was to lead them along the border amongst their brethren. They'd already tasted blood. He had to conquer them. He had to keep them quiet as they marched on. So is it today with this new Pentecostal group that's rising now.
Oh, amen.
They've tasted denominationalism. It's so hard to keep them down. Some years ago they said, come, Brother Branham, when the ministry first started, we'll start our organization. Build you a memorial somewhere. I'm not looking for memorials. I'm looking for the coming of the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
They formed a little cult called the Latter Rain. Moved up into Canada and out into California. But it fell through. Of course, it can't go. Why was it? They only think they know they come out of those things, and they got a little touch of it. They've got to have something they've got to do. Brother, the real Church of the Living God has no forms, has no creeds. It's led by the power of God.
Amen.
That's in every individual's heart.
Hallelujah.
Pass by your brethren. Don't fuss at them. We're greater than they. Don't fuss at them. Just go by. I want you to notice a great thing taking place here. There was Esau, Moab, and those that we referred to last night. Many of those people, many of those, were actually borderline believers. They were right on the border. Oh, I've got to stop here on something just a moment. Won't take me but a minute. Many people refer the Promised Land to the millennium. It is not. The Promised Land had wars and killings. The millennium won't have any wars or killings. It referred to the Holy Spirit. The battlegrounds. Justification, they left Egypt. There's three stages of their journey. They left Egypt under justification, believing the word. They separate themselves from the Egyptians and come out. They cross the Red Sea and kill the things behind them, which was sanctification.
Oh,
through the blood that kills all human desires of evil. Second stage of the journey. But the third stage was when they crossed Jordan into the Promised Land. Where their inheritance laid. Their inheritance never laid in Egypt. Though God bless them in Egypt. You Lutheran that believe in justification, your inheritance don't lay there. If you're called, if you're just a Lutheran, that's all for you ever get. You Methodists and Nazarenes and Pilgrim Holiness and Church of God who believe in sanctification, the killing of the evil that's in you, taking out the roots of evil, you belong across the river. But to you men and women, that there's something in you calling out the deep to the deep. There's a Jordan yet to cross and a land beyond the river.
Yes.
Said you're going to pass by your brethren. You're going to pass by your brethren. And they're near the borderline. And if you pass by them, don't say nothing to them. I have given Esau this mountain.
Yes.
I have given Moab this country. And I don't want you fussing at them. Proselyting. Just move too gently. You know where you're going. Don't take up their habits. Moab had a false prophet, a bishop by the name of Balaam, who come down and got amongst the congregation and tried to get them to organize and all come together because they were brethren, but they were not. They were half brothers, not real brothers. If in your heart don't disagree with him, just go ahead, leave him alone. Pray for for what you get if you had to pass through his country. He was predestinated to be that. If God would expect it, they're predestinated Moab to join up with Israel, they'd have joined up.
Amen.
If he had predestinated Esau to go with Israel, Esau would have jumped in and went.
Amen.
But he gave him his inheritance on the other side of the river. So how can you try to make all the Lutherans see it? All the Baptists see it? All the Presbyterians and Nazarenes and Pilgrim Holiness? Don't condemn them. That's all they know. That's all that's in them. But to you who believe,
Amen.
Oh God, to you who know, to you that's got something in you that's calling to the deep.
Amen.
If all the deep you've got's been satisfied, then stay where you are. But for me and my house, for me, there's something more than what you've seen. There's a land beyond the river somewhere. There's still a deep calling to the deep. I cannot be satisfied with theology. I cannot be satisfied with a good church. I cannot be satisfied with a good campaign. I cannot be satisfied with a little healing service. There's something beyond that that's calling. So just let him alone. We're on to, don't argue with him, but we're passing to another land. They wasn't ordained to go with you. They won't walk with you.
Amen.
How can two walk unless they be agreed?
Amen.
But to those who love God, to those who go called of God, when they say, God give us this church, God did this, that's right. God said, I'll give Esau this mountain. Don't touch him. But I've got something different for you.
Amen.
Cross over. Amen. That's my desire, brethren. To see my church cross over into another land. A desire to move over to the other side. If there is something in you here first calling, there will be something to respond to that call. Just settling down to sheep raising ain't enough for you. Going to some sort of a business is not enough for you. Just to join the church and put your name on the book is not enough for you. Because there's something called. All across the ridge, Jagger, across the next ridge, and all across Jordan, until you fall into the arms of God, Jagger.
Hallelujah.
A deep calling into a deep. Joshua, you know this commission was tremendous. Did you notice when Joshua started to cross Jordan, how Joshua remembered his commission? Let not this book of the law, my word, depart out of your mouth. In other words, Joshua, I don't care what the tribe says, what all the clergy says, stay with this word. For then thou shalt make thy ways prosperous. No matter how many big things they do, and how many little things they do, and how many organizations they made, stay with the word, Joshua.
Amen.
Oh my. Stay with the word. This word, this word shall not part out of your mouth. Let me read it again. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou may observe to do according to all that, all the law which Moses my servant has commanded thee. Turn not from it from the right hand or to the left. If the word says do a certain thing, do it. I don't care what the organization says. Do it anyhow. That's the Joshua that God's waiting for. Turn not one inch, one iota. Stay right with the word. Turn not from it to the right or to the left, that thou mayest prosper. Oh, you think you're prospering when you're building big churches, getting 10,000 added to your denomination. That's not prosperity. That don't take you one step closer to the promise. What we need is more of God, more of the Holy Ghost. That thou mayest prosper wherever you go.
Hallelujah.
This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. When you're thinking on doing something, are you taking God's word for it? Are you finding your desire in the word? Or you with like many today and too many preaching for doctrine the commandments of man. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy hand, or thy mouth. Thy mouth. What you're saying, just don't read it and walk away. Speak it. Live it. Teach it. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. See what a Joshua this day is going to be? See what a Joshua of the church spiritual is going to be? Is the same kind of a Joshua they had in church natural. Church spiritual's got to be the same thing. If the Bible said, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God, the spiritual Joshua will say, amen. If the Bible said, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and forever, the spiritual Joshua will say the same thing. He is the same. If the Bible says, the book, the word, says that tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem till you endue with power from on high. After this the Holy Ghost has come on you, then you'll be witnesses of me. The spiritual Joshua says the same thing. Yes. Peter on the day of Pentecost said, repent and be baptized, everyone in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The spiritual Joshua will never bury one iota of anybody. He'll make just exactly what the Word says. If Mark 16 said, go into all the world, preach the gospel, he that believeth is baptized shall be saved, he that believeth not shall be damned, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, speak with new tongues, take up serpents, drink deadly things, and not harm them. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. The spiritual Joshua will say the same thing. Yeah. He'll meditate therein day and night to make the way prosperous. I want you to notice what's taking place. Joshua, when he come to his first campaign, his first time to prove that he was the real Joshua, Israel ought to know that. No doubt the clergy had a different idea. They said, now, we'll just camp here until springtime or until summertime, the Jordan will go down. It looked like God throws some of the most foolish things in front of the spiritual Joshua. Brought him there in the month of April when the Jordan was three or four times its size. He was trying to see if he really was the Joshua. Let everything go wrong. Let everybody else prosper. Let Alice prosper. Let the man who have a form of godliness and not a power there prosper and shove you back. But if you know where you stand, you'll stand. Yeah. Regardless of the whole world turns you down, you'll stand just the same. You won't bear in that word. The Jordan was three or four times its size. Spooky, horrible looking, muddy. But Joshua said, God said within 3 days we're going over. And we're going over. Now the clergy would say, now just a minute, Joshua. We are educated men. We're smart. Many of us here are engineers from Egypt. We know how to do these things. So we'll just wait a little while until the stream clears up and we can walk across it. Isn't that much easier? I don't care what you think. God said 3 days we're going over, We're going over in 3 days. Watch what Joshua did. What did he put first? The clergy? No, sir. He put the word first. Said, take that ark. And all you priests, stay away from it. Get behind it. Don't try to lead it. Let it lead you. That's the trouble today. We try to get ahead of the word and bypass and make the word to fit this and the word to fit that. Bless your hearts. What we need today is follow the word. The word led the way. When it got to the Jordan, she opened up. And it went over his first campaign. He put first things first. Yeah. He had a reason for that. He had a reason because God had commissioned him, stay with the word. Let the word do it. Every campaign they went forth in the battle, because God had charged him, they put the ark first. Amen. As the ark went forth, what went forth then? Singing. Yeah. Prayers of instruments before the fight took place.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's what we need today. That's what we had this morning. Singers, instruments, playing music, rejoicing, dancing.
open up the Word first. Read the Word. Then the battle sets in.
Amen.
We're bound to win.
Amen.
Just got to win. Stay right with it. Keep its direction. And He'll keep you.
Amen.
In the hour of trouble.
Yes.
He had a good reason for. Now remember, when He crossed over, before He crossed over, He sent a spy over, two of them, to search out the land. Now Moses has sent a whole group of them over. But they all come back confused. What's the new ministry? He never did that. He knows where you got 1,500 different ideas, you got 1,500 confusions. But He sent two. He said, go over there. Spy out the land. Now we're going to get down to something that I don't want you to miss. He said, now when you go over, they passed over to look the land over to see if the promises is right. See if it was what kind of a land and how they must go in. They crossed over. The names of the spies isn't given. But when they went into the land, they came to Jericho itself. And when they got to Jericho, what happened? They run into a prostitute. A woman of ill fame. I want to draw a picture. Maybe it isn't right. But I want to make a point by it. We have no history of Rahab. We know that she was a prostitute. Let's think she was raised in a home that was real poor. And she became ill, famed, and she's a beautiful young woman. She went into the streets to make her crippled mother and father a living, no way for her to work, only sell the morals of her body. But I can imagine all the time she knew that was wrong. There was something in her told her that's not right to do that. She knew it wasn't. One day she heard that there was a God that was moving. Her heart began to tremble. She found a messenger from that great move that told her what was going to take place. What did she say? Ah, Joshua had signs. Joshua had the same signs that Moses had. Exactly. So when Rahab didn't ask to see Joshua's sign, she just heard a type of the church, a type of the true church that's been pulled away at prostitution. I'm a Methodist today, a Baptist tomorrow, a Presbyterian the next day, pulled away at prostitution.
Yes.
But all of a sudden, a little preacher enters the city and says, there's a God that lives, that lived yesterday and the same today. His power is yet the same. He does the same works that He did when He was here on earth. His agents are on the road. Now, Rahab the harlot, known as the harlot, she was a type of the believer today. The real believer. She didn't say, now, I hear that Joshua can do signs because he's the successor of Moses. I'd like to see those signs. If I could see those signs, then I'll believe it. Well, he didn't absolutely have to show those signs because she believed it anyhow. She wasn't a Thomas. She believed it. Now, Moses, when he had signs, he went out and performed those signs, but the sign isn't the thing that took him to the promised land. It wasn't. The signs was the vindication of the commission. And Rahab believed it without seeing anything. She said, we're all trembling. No wonder Nicodemus said, Rabbi, we know that our teacher come from God. No man can do these things unless God was with him. We all know it. The world is today. Billy Graham calls out, we got to get back to Pentecost. The council of churches calls out, we got to get back to prophets, to speakers of tongues, to interpreters of tongues, to divine healing, healers in our churches, letting the Spirit of God have its right away. God's making His call. The people fear real godliness. And said, oh, everything, our hearts are failed within us. Now, she didn't have to see a sign that Joshua could do with his hand or with a stick. She believed. She said, I heard and I believe. And now I'm asking for mercy. Oh, how we could put a lesson right here. I'm asking for mercy for me and my house. Look at the Roman that night that pulled his sword and was going to kill himself, the Philippian jailer. Paul said, do yourself no harm, we're all here. Said, what can I do to be saved? Said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou and thy house shall be saved. Why? Thou and thy house? Certainly. Thy house shall be saved with thee. Why? If you've got faith enough to have yourself saved, you can have faith enough for your family to be saved. Yes, thou and thy house. Look at Rahab. Rahab said, have mercy upon me. Spare me. I don't want to die with these unbelievers. I don't want to die as an animal. I want to die in the arms of Jehovah. I believe your God because he's both God of heaven and earth.
Amen.
He does visible things. He makes things real. I've never seen him do it, but I believe it anyhow. See, she'd never seen Joshua. She just heard of Joshua. She'd never seen God. She'd never seen any of the works of God. She just heard. Others had seen it, and she believed by hearing it. Now, said, I want favor for me and my father, my mother. They're both old and crippled up. I've got some brethren. I want to have faith for them. I'm the spy, the preacher said, yes, he's coming this way, and we're going to take the land. Now, if you want to get them saved, get them in the house. If you believe it, go get them and get them in here. Or we'll not be responsible if they're in the streets. But if you'll just get them in the house, we'll be responsible. Hallelujah. Well, that little red card was to hang down the window. We'll be responsible if you put them in the house. Oh, brethren, if there ever was a time we ought to get our loved ones in the house, it's today. The household of faith. Get them in. For the time's coming when there's coming a shaking. Only our fathers and mothers and brothers and sisters are only safe in the house. Because God's power is going to shake the country again.
Amen.
It is. And only the household of faith will be safe. I said, I'm not responsible unless you get them in the house. And she made them swear that they would not destroy her or her family. He said, if you'll get them in, they'll be safe. She let them down out of the place and they went. This great harlot, Rahab, become a believer. I took her history here not long ago. After she was considered and brought into the faith because of her belief in God, she was brought into Israelite faith, a proselyte. She courted a general in the army of the Israelite army. Watch what God did for that woman. And they moved up in Bethlehem. And they had a son. And this son, they called him Boaz. Out of Boaz, he married Ruth. From Ruth and Boaz come Jesse. Out of Jeff come David. Out of David come Jesus. Hallelujah! Why? Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing of a God that's God of heaven and earth. And believing on him. Believing what? The commission that God had given to a man named Joshua. Believing that commission. Joshua had faith in his own commission. As Moses had faith. Things went wrong for Moses. Looked like he failed many times, but he rode through triumphantly and died on the rock.
Amen.
The angels packed him away. God, let me go like that. Let me hold my commission. So someday when I get ready to die, I'll see the rock laying there behind me.
Amen.
Joshua's keeping his commission. Oh, no, he had God hold it sacredly because he stayed right with the Word. Now, Rahab, know that Joshua had this commission. Now, don't miss it. Hold those things in your heart. Joshua had the commission. Rahab recognized it before she seen anything. She knew Joshua had the power of God that was going to take the land. She asked for mercy. God granted her mercy. Now, when Joshua came into the land, of course, we know she was spared. But then another great commission Joshua had was to divide the land with the people. Now remember, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. So he had God's word, as I was with Moses, move right on out. As I was with Moses, so I'll be with you, I'll not fail you. You may fail me, but I won't fail you. But if you fail me, my grace is sufficient. I'll bear you right back up. Just keep moving on. As long as you stay with my word, I'll take care of you.
Amen.
Now he had to divide the land. And there were 12 tribes to divide it by. Now what if he had some picks and pets? What if he liked the tribe of Gad better than he did the cat of the tribe of Ephraim? The tribe of Joseph better than he did Judah? But he didn't do it that way. He divided it according to the word, revealed by the Spirit. He divided according to tribes. And notice he did it by the revelation, by discernment. By the discernment of God's Spirit he did it. Each one of those Hebrew mothers giving birth to those babies called their name. And each one of their name has a meaning. Jacob, when he was born, being a twin, she called him supplanter, Jacob. But when he got his overcoming power and wrestled with the angel, God changed his name from Jacob to Israel, a prince. The name has something to do with your life. When Peter, a fisherman, had overcome by his faith in Jesus, he said, your name is Simon, but I'm going to call you Peter, which is a little rock. It changes you. Your name has something to do with it, and your placement in life. And when this great thing taking place, when each one of these Hebrew mothers in the travailing, in the childbirth, called out like Reuben, that placed him positionally in the Palestine exactly the way that mother said and called his name. Say, I don't have it all wrote down here, but say Reuben meant sheep herder. Gad means cattle raiser. And Ephraim meant corn raiser. Now, by spiritual discernment, Joshua, the new leader, by spiritual discernment, placed each one where he belonged. Divided the land just exactly. A very beautiful type today of what we need a Joshua for today. The trouble today when we are coming to our promised land, Gad wants to raise sheep like Ephraim. One wants to raise something like the other. Every man wants to be the same. Let God give one man a gift of healing, every man wants a gift of healing. Ephraim and Gad and all of them wants to mix all of them, come as one. But we are divided in our positions. All don't have the gift of wisdom. All don't prophesy. All don't speak with tongues. All are not prophets. But God has set in the church.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Some that prophesy. Some that speak with tongues. We want to make them all speaking in tongues. See how the confusion is? Then you can't get nowhere. Well, the Philistines will take them over in a little bit. Sure. But when each man, by a leader, separate them by spiritual discernment and place them into the body, there they remain to become the cream of the earth. God give us a Joshua. God give us back a Joshua that'll hold the commission with the word. That's why God told him, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. For he had a commission before him. Now, what a great leader Joshua became. Never losing a battle unless something went wrong in the church. When Achan took a wedge, it wasn't Joshua's faith that did it. It was, he took a Babylonian garment and a wedge of gold out of the camp. And when he did, it hindered the whole battle. One member suffers, all members suffer. What God's coming to one of these days, brother, is a church without spot or wrinkle. Coming to a Spirit-filled church that's divinely love of God so well in their hearts together that their walk is won. The battle of all this confusion has got to be won. Is the Methodist right, Baptist right, Presbyterian, Pentecostal, Nazarene, Pilgrim, Holiness, 969 different denominations besides the Buddha and all the other kinds? Where are we? Something's wrong. There's a word in the camp somewhere. Joshua cast lots. Let me say this morning, like Elijah on Mount Carmel, if God be God, let him answer his God. Yeah, if the Baptist denomination be right, let's see him produce the signs of Jesus Christ. Yeah, if the Nazarenes is right, let's see them produce the signs. Yeah, do the things that he did.
Amen.
If the Pentecostal be right, let's see them do the thing that he did.
Amen.
Then we'll know. The disciples of Joshua said, we will follow you as long as we see God working with you like he did Moses. And the disciples of Jesus Christ ought to say the same thing. We'll work with you when we see the signs of Jesus Christ working with you. We'll do that. That's what we should do. That's what the church should say.
Hallelujah.
That should be the attitude of the Christian church. Then you could set in order gifts, signs, workers. If one man's a divine healer, that has nothing to do with the one who speaks with tongues. The one who speaks with tongues has nothing to do with the gifts of prophecy. See, we have different phases of this ministry. Now, when God gave me my commission, I based all this back for this one purpose. Gifts and callings are without repentance. No man can make himself anything.
Amen.
God makes you what you are.
Amen.
By his grace. We have no way of making ourselves. Jesus said, who taking thought can add one cubit to his stature? Who can make yourself bigger or littler by taking thought? You can't do it. When God gave the commission, I questioned it. I said, I'm insufficient or insufficient. I have no education. I cannot do these things. Many of you people here this morning are still living here today when he appeared down here on the river in that form of a pillar of fire and stood there and spoke back and said, as John the Baptist was sent forth for a forerunner of the first coming of Christ, so will your message be the forerunning of the second coming. Look what it's done. That light hanging over there, it entered the paper. It went all the way across the United States and into other nations. Dr. Lee Vail there was in Canada at the time. He remembers when it appeared in the Canadian paper, I believe it was, wasn't it, Lee Vail? In the Canadian paper, mystic light appears over a local minister's head while baptizing. Many people said it's psychology. But one day, God decided to stop the mouth of the unbelievers because it stayed with the Word. That same pillar of fire that led the children of Israel is just the same today, leading church spiritually, is the same that led it natural.
Amen.
He appeared again, and they took the pictures before the critics and before the examiners. Here it hangs now.
Infallible is the truth. Doing the same works. Leading the people spiritually as it led them naturally back there. Staying with the Word. I said, what was the commission? Now remember, God will never depart from his commission.
Amen.
If I like to draw it for you, or in a way, we'll take it like this year. Here's a little sign. That is the commission. Now here's a little cross in one corner and a Bible in the other corner. But the writing is in between here. That's the commission. I charge you before God and the elect angels and Jesus Christ. The commission was pray for the sick. The question was insufficient to do it. For this cause you were born. This is the means of your peculiar birth and life. That you are to pray for the sick. If you'll get them to believe you and be sincere when you pray, nothing shall stand before your prayer, not even the cancer. How many has read that through the years?
Emma.
It's all over the world. Now, I said, I cannot do it because I'm insufficient to do it. They won't believe me. I'm poor. I have no education. That was me questioning. He said, as Moses was given two signs to vindicate his commission, so are, not you will, you are given two signs. One of them will be by your hand. The other will be, you'll know the very secret of their heart, the thoughts of their mind. And by this they'll believe. By these two signs. Now remember, listen, don't you fail to get this. The sign is not the commission. The sign only points to the commission. You get out here on the road and see a sign and it says 5 miles to Jeffersonville. That isn't Jeffersonville. That's a sign to show you you're on the right road. What if Moses, when he went out there, he had a sign with a stick in with his hand? The sign here is no more the commission it was with Moses. What if all the Israelites, they say, all you Egyptians, all the rest of you Israelites, come over here, we got a man can do a trick with his hand, you ought to see it. We got a man can take a stick, make a snake out of it, come see it. That was just a signpost. That wasn't a commission. They wasn't waiting for a signpost. God help us. They were waiting for our deliverance. And this poor, sick, crippled up world is waiting for our deliverance and looking at a signpost. Have mercy. The signpost is nothing but a sign to prove the commission. There's the new ministry. It's just been revealed to me. Pray for the sick. Get the people to believe you. God can never leave that. That's His commission. No matter what goes on, how much I fail miserably. I should have never went ahead with them signs. That wasn't the will of God. But God's blessed it anyhow. But I'm ready to leave this mountain. I want to go across Jordan. I want to carry the commission.
Hallelujah.
Get the people to believe you. I said they won't believe me. There'll be added two signs. Now the trouble is we've been looking at the sign. Oh, Brother Branham, you put your hand on him. You'll see what takes place. Stand before him when the anointing's on him. He'll tell you everything's in your heart. That's true. I walked into the hospital here the other day. There was the doctors. Couldn't find what was wrong with the woman. When the doctors left the room, the lady walked back and she's standing on the bed and they said, they can't find me, but nothing, what's wrong? I said, Brother Branham, you can tell me. I said, if you believe me, I can. She said, I believe. And the Holy Spirit said, such and such a thing. That's what it is exactly. That's it, baby. She's a member of Junie Cash's congregation. Another woman there said, my back. She said, they can't find what done it. I said, do you believe me to be his prophet? She said, I do. I said, what happened back under in the early month of June? They're trying to work on you and trying to operate for a slip vertebrae. It's not so. It's a pinched nerve. You got it by lifting the load when you work for McSpadden's Market. She said, I remember when it was done. I remember it now. That doesn't heal her. That only points to the commission. Quit leaning on the signpost. Let's go on to the city. Let's get away from this mountain. Let's get to the city. Let's cross Jordan.
Thank you, Lord.
I've wronged. I've done wrong. That's why I base these sermons the way I have. Because he said, as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. And when that hand come down and pointed that very same scripture, for a long time I've wondered because I didn't know what the commission was. I've looked for something supernatural beyond that. God cannot get away from His commission.
Amen.
God gives a commission, that's what it must remain. But all the Pentecostal people like signs. They like to see it. The Bible said a wicked and adulterous generation seeks after signs. But the commission was pray for the sick. And tens of thousands times thousands that I have failed to pray for. Because they all desired the sign. They all desired
the other day I was trying to work the ministry. Got it into the room. And a man come on the platform and said, "Now, Brother Bam, wait a minute. My case is different. I've just got to know something." I said, "Well, the doctor could examine me." "Oh, I don't want that. I want to know right now. My case is so different." I said, "Well, I hate to do this, brother." Went on into it, and the first thing you know, the Holy Spirit, he said, "Praise the Lord." "That's right." I said, "The rest of you, come on now, let me pray for you." When I did that, you know what the next one said? "My case is just as important as his." Then I got about 6 or 8 and closed the meeting. Like to kill me. I've always wondered, why would that do that to me? It's because I was doing it wrong. That's just a signpost pointing to the commission. It's not the commission. That signpost has been nailed down around the world. And languages. Africa, India, Asia, Europe, around the world through tens of thousands and millions of people. They know about that signpost. I'm ready to leave this mountain. I want to go on across Jordan. I want to get into something kind of where my faith arise to a spot when I pray for people, they'll be healed. Watch. God puts it right back into people's lap. You were born to pray for sick people. If you can get them to believe. I said they won't believe. He said, "I'll give you 2 signs about this. They will believe." Notice. Then these signs, they've rallied for them, the signpost instead of the commission, believing that you were sent to pray. Now when the people comes into the line to be prayed for, as soon as one absolutely hits the spot, there's nothing I can do about it, so they hit that spot, and when they do, then I say, "I give you."
Emma.
Hattie Wright, I guess she's here this morning. Yeah. Sitting right there, she is the first one. When have we seen those squirrels? Did you know the commission about that? And when them 7 straight times that God created something, I said, "That's the same God that could create a ram for Abraham to convince him of his commission is the same God that can create a squirrel because that's what I had need of." Little old Hattie right there sitting in the back of the building with her heart off the things of the world. She's believing. She said, "Brother Branham, that's nothing but the truth." She didn't just say it from here. God spoke out of her heart.
Amen.
I said, "Hattie, ask what you will. I'll give it to you." She said, "What must I ask?" I said, "You got an old father and mother sitting here. You got a crippled sister. She's still sitting in that chair. You could ask for her. You could ask for your mother and father. You're poor. You don't have any money. Ask what you want to." She said, "Well, I don't know what to ask. But I just don't know." She said, "My greatest desire is the salvation of my 2 boys. I said, "I give you your boys in the name of Jesus Christ." And they both converted. Love the Lord Jesus, both been baptized in his name and serving God daily with all their heart. Ed Dalton, sitting here somewhere right down here about his children, the same thing. I've seen at least in a campaign 800 or 900, maybe 1,000 people cross the platform in a meeting, one by one. First thing you know, I go up and pray for them. Sure, they get well. Here come a little girl dying of leukemia. Sure, I know what was wrong with the child. Never said a word to any of them. But when that child got there, I said, "Honey, I give you the desire of your heart. You got leukemia. And I give you your healing in the name of the Lord Jesus." I turned to the audience and I said, "I challenge any of you here. Take that girl to a doctor, have her examined, and see if she's got 1 spot of leukemia." Why? That child had heard like Rahab the harlot. She believed it with all of her heart. Then God, through his Spirit, moved back and said, "That's her." Hundreds have passed over the platform without, as far as I know, receiving anything. I just prayed for them. Right back to the people, "If you will believe." The commission was given. That's the original. The signpost has been produced. Now, if you can believe that, if you will believe that God sent me into the world to pray for the sick people, I'll be able to pray the prayer of faith for you. That's the only way it can be done. God can never get away from his commission. I failed him. I've had here about 14 years and held him with straight discernment around the world till tens of thousands of times, million cases, I guess. I ask you one thing. Did it ever fail? No, sir. And if the signpost won't fail, how much more will the commission never fail?
Amen.
If the sign, that's the minor part. If the sign pointing to the city, if it doesn't fail to tell you the city's there, how much more will the city be there when you come?
Oh, amen.
There's the commission. Now, my ministry's changing. It's already changed. There will still be the discernment. They will still carry on, just as I feel that God wants me to say them. But until then, I'll pray and lay hands on the sick as He told me to do and carry out my commission. I've waited a long time for this, but I believe now that we're ready to take the promised land. And just as sure as there'll be some Rahabs waiting. There'll be someone waiting that'll believe it with all their heart. Can you understand? Everybody understands that well? Raise your hand.
Amen.
How many believes that that's absolutely scriptural?
Amen.
That's exactly what he said. This is the commission. These were signposts pointing to the commission. Now, I'll challenge anybody to tell me anywhere in the world that these tapes, wherever they may go, show me one time that he ever failed to tell on the platform or out in any vision or anything, but what was exactly the right thing. Come to pass just as he said.
Amen.
Told every person just exactly what their troubles was and all about it and where they come and all about what they should do. And every time it said, thus saith the Lord, to anything of healing had happened that way.
Amen.
If you know one, let me know about it. I'll go up the tape and find out. It's never failed in these 12 long years or 14 years. It's never failed because it can't fail. The sign was given by God. It can't fail. And before God give the sign, He give the commission.
Amen.
Before there could be a sign to part to a commission. Before there can be a sign to part to a city, there has to be a city first to part to.
Amen.
If you believe it with all your heart, you will receive it. The prayer of faith shall save the sick and God shall raise them up.
Amen.
Now, I've leaned heavy on the signpost myself. Lord, you show me about this before I pray for him, because I don't know what I might do. How cruel that was. I ask the congregation to forgive me. The congregations of the world that's listening in on his tape. Forgive me! I was wrong. I should have never carried it out like that. That wasn't his commission at the first place. That was a sign pointing to the commission. I should have prayed for the sick everywhere. Now, it's right back again into the laps of the people. If you will believe that God commissioned this to be done. Here it is in the Word. It's just exactly with the Word. The commission, and I say, I draw here with my finger, an arch, a rainbow. That's a covenant God made with people. He made a covenant with the human race. He destroyed the world no more with water. He made a covenant with each one of His apostles. He made a covenant with the prophets. And yonder, some 15 years ago in 1937, May the 7th, 1937, I think it was, that God made a covenant with me saying, you were born in this world to pray for sick people. If you can get them to believe you. My heart has always been for the people. If you get those people to believe you and then be sincere when you pray, nothing will stand before your prayer. I say this with sincerity and with a shame faith. If there's anybody who ought to have faith, it'd be me. To see what He done, where He brought me from. The ditch where I was hewed from. To see down through life what He's done. See when I stand and say something, God will come right around and back it up truth. Years ago when I told you there's an angel come to me in the bush when I was only 3 years old. A light whirlwind whirling in the bush. And told me never to smoke, drink, or anything else. That would be a work to do when I got older. You had a right to doubt that. You had no right, but you could have doubted. Down you on the river when he come down and proved himself to be that up where we were standing. Many of you sitting here this morning were standing there present. Many of you know that to be the truth. Many of you remember then when the commission was given, and he said, go in this ministry, or go into all the world, a revival will start. And there's been a revival since there's never been. The revival is still going on around the world now. Great healing campaigns all over the world. And me, from a person, a little rat, I don't say there's no dishonor, my mother sitting there, or my dead father that's gone, whose funeral was preached at this pulpit. I was raised in a terrible family. You know, it was none of us Christians. My father drank. God taken a drunkard's son and would wash me in his blood. When I'd go downtown to talk to somebody and be talking to some man, he'd only talk to me because there's nobody else to talk to. Somebody would come up, say anybody, no matter who it was, would come up, they'd turn away from me because I was a drunkard's son. And many of you people here in my own church know that's the truth. Had a name like a never, like an animal or something. Even one time it was said in the city to a person that come to our house, said, would you associate with such trash as that? Oh, but God, what did I have to go on but the blood of Jesus Christ? I have no education. I have no personality. I have nothing. I told my wife not long ago, think of what it was when nobody would talk to me and I loved people that wouldn't listen to me. I remember reading a book, going to school, sent my children to school the other day. I could get them books and things. How thankful I was. I'd go to school with no shoes on, hair hanging down my neck, no clothes, a little coat on with no shirt under it. Didn't even have a lead pencil or a piece of paper to write on. I had to bum a lead pencil, a penny lead pencil, and a piece of paper to write some problems that was on the board or something. Nothing. It was long. I remember reading in a book one day where Abraham Lincoln got off of a boat down in, I believe, New Orleans. There he's seen standing in a pasture some little Negro children with their little feet, where an old cow had laid all night, got the frost off the ground, and he was there standing there singing, you got shoes, and I got shoes, and all God's children's got shoes. When he got off the boat, he looked standing in the bullpen, and there stood a great big healthy colored man standing there, his little wife with a baby on her arm crying, this auctioned him off to breed him with bigger women to make bigger slaves. Lincoln clenched his hands like cutting his fist together. He said, that's wrong. Said, someday I'll hit that if it takes my life. It took his life, but he hit it. And he killed it. I said, this drinking, this wrong living is wrong. Someday I'll hit it. How was I going to hit it with a name like I had? Nobody talked to me. That's the reason I questioned my commission. Nobody cared for me. Wasn't no one nowhere but amongst my people here. By the grace of God, I have to leave my home. I can't even stay there. For the people around the world calling. Men of all kinds, potentates, monarchs, kings, great people, businessmen, ministers, from all over the world calling, call, 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 day after day, night after night. What did it? The blood of Jesus Christ that crucified his soul. As the blood of Abraham Lincoln took the slave belt off of a colored man, the blood of Jesus Christ took sin shackles from me. And took me from a name that was lower than an animal name. And put me a name as a son of his grace. Amen. I'm ready to go to Jordan this morning. I'm ready to stand in my commission. I've loved people. I've catered to them. He's met me vision after vision, which I don't have time to tell, and you know it's right here in the back of these books. Then you're catering too much to people. To walk with me, you'll walk alone. You're putting too much emphasis on those signs. I didn't know what the rest of it was, but the hour's come. The hour's come when I seen the hand come down to Joshua. He said, I was with Moses, I'll be with you. I believe it this morning. From henceforth and this day on, I serve God in my commission. If he wants to show me signs or wants to show me visions, he can show them to me. If he does not, never will I stand before people trying to let their faith pull something out of me anymore. I'll pray for the sick and commit them unto God and let them go. If they believe the commission, God is just as true. He's brought me to this far, just as he did Moses, just as he did Joshua, so as he did the same. My humble prayer is, God, forgive me. Let me rise and try again. Help me, Lord. Let me lead this people and set them in the Word. that we can go up to Jordan, go into the promised land, where the great ransom church of God will be saved to sin no more. That's my desire this morning. Believe it and live. Believe it and be healed. I speak to you in the name of the Lord. Let us pray. Lord God, creator of heavens and earth, author of everlasting life and giver of every good gift, let thy mercy and grace be upon thy servant first, Lord. I have done wrong in thy sight by misusing something that's been divine because the people has pulled it from me, Lord. I pray thee, O Lord God, from this hour on, charge me, Lord, with your Spirit. I believe with all my heart, help thou my unbelief. And when men and women are coming to be prayed for, that I'll do as long as you give me breath and life. Let them now believe as they be prayed for, Father. May this commission that thou hast given me, may I be able to pack it in all the world. And when I get to the certain places where the signpost has been nailed down, may they know that that only points to the commission. May they have faith. Lord, no longer will I wait for some kind of a sign or something to tell me certain things or whether this person is going to be well. I'll go to meet the enemy with faith in my own heart. I'll go to challenge him against the blood of Jesus Christ. By the blood of Christ, he cannot stand. Now, if all these things has been right, which has been proven to be right, so will you heal the sick when I pray for them, Lord. It's your word, it's your promise. This I desire to do. Help thou my unbelief. Forgive my sin, Lord, of disobeying you. I did not know what else to do. If I did, Lord, it hadn't been revealed and made clear to me. Now it is. I know where I stand. I know my commission. Now I'll never let this word depart from my mouth day or night. I've always stood by it, Lord, stood by it, telling the people that if it's not the word of God, I have doubts of it. But I would preach or do nothing except it be the word of God. But Lord, I'm getting tired tramping around over the same ground. Like I said last night, 40 years in the wilderness, back and forth, back and forth. God blessing, yes, raising sheep and children and whatever more, and flocks and herds and all more. God, you bless them. But one day you said you've been on this mountain long enough. Oh, go on up north towards Jordan. God, I'm starting this morning. I'm leaving these signposts because it's pointing towards a better land. I may stumble. I may go through the Amalekites. I may go through the Hittites or the Canaanites. I may have to pass through my own criticism, Lord. I just keep moving on. I know there's a land now or somewhere. There's somewhere, some condition, some place we can get to where you'll answer prayer. And whatever we ask will be granted, not even cancer will stand before the prayer. I know that to be the truth. That I believe and wait for, Lord. As I commit myself to Thee this morning for Your service in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Do you appreciate the message? Do you appreciate Malachi 4? Hallelujah. Oh, I'm on my way to Canaan's land. Amen. Oh.
That we have been revived.
when we shall leave this place. Oh, sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, won't you stay
Hallelujah. God bless you all. Amen.